A reading from the first epistle to Timothy, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. And for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 to 50. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us. Don't stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with one another, with each other. This is the gospel of Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So during this month, we have looked at prayer in our sermons. We have looked at personal prayers, prayers in the church, and prayers of adoration. Today I want to look at prayer for the concerns of the world, prayers of intercession, so to say. And as a specific example, we'll take the Global Media Prayer Day, which actually is today, so I thought I'll, you know, participate in something global as well as we're part of that here. As Christians, we are called to pray for the world, and in particular for those who have influence in this world. In the letter to Timothy, Paul tells the Christians to pray in intercession, but also thankfulness for those in authority. After all, what they do affects us all. For Paul, it's important that we live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and holiness on this earth. Yes, I know at times we are called to a different life, but Paul says that a holy, godly, and peaceful life is still something that here on earth is a blessing. And that can only be achieved in a society that is well governed. So Paul encourages prayer for the world because we are part of it. That's even the case if, as it was in Paul's time, the government was non-Christian and was not influenced by Christian values. Christians are called to pray for leaders in this world, even if those leaders do things that are contrary to God's will. In fact, probably particular then. After all, God is concerned for the world and also encourages repentance of those who abuse their power. So clearly God is at work in the world even if humans do a lot of foolish and evil things. But why should we pray then? Doesn't God know better than we do what the world needs? Well, God does know and is continually at work to bring peace and hope into the world. And so what's the role of intercession? Now, I thought of 4 points. First of all, it makes us as Christians sympathetic to the plight of the world and leaders so that we are part of the world. And in that prayer, it may even lead us to action. Then second, we are in relationship with God, and we express that through our prayers. And so in our prayers, we are placing what moves us before God. We bring our concerns before God, so it wouldn't be right if we did not speak to God about the concerns of the world. And yes, the Bible does suggest that prayer does at least at times change the mind of God, so to say. God does listen and consider prayer and even maybe say, "Ooh, that's something I hadn't thought about in this way." And fourth of all, there is something powerful about prayer. It is more than drawing God's attention to this or that concern. Prayer brings goodness and healing into the world and pushes back evil and destruction. In a sense, a spiritual battle is taking place, and through prayer we can be part of that. It has sometimes been said that the world continues due to the grace of God and the prayer of the faithful. At least in part, prayer sustains the world. No doubt there are saints out there dedicated to prayer who have had a significant impact on the world. Our impact may be smaller, our involvement in the world less steeped in prayer, but nevertheless, we too can be part of this way of being involved in the world. So if prayer is our participation in some of the most significant aspects of the world, I think it's only appropriate that we not only pray for the government and leaders, but also for the media, and as I said, today is the Global Media Prayer Day. After all, in today's world, media has a significant influence not only on our perception of the world, but also on the actions of decision makers. Often it seems that politicians take action not on the basis of clear analysis, but rather by the 6 o'clock news test. How would this or that come across on the 6 o'clock news? Now, certainly, as a public servant, I sometimes had to consider that test. In addition, media in all its forms is concerned with some of the most important human, if not divine, virtues: the good, the true, and the beautiful. And media is always tempted to corrupt these good things by publishing what is bad, false, and ugly, so to say. Since media can so influence the world for the good and the bad, it's important that we pray for this world, this part of our world today. But to pray for it, we also need to understand, at least in part, what we are praying for, at least the basics of it. What do we mean when we say media? As you may know, the term media comes from the Latin, as many good terms do. It's the plural of medium, which of course means middle. From that developed the meaning intermediary, something in between that gives people information. 150 years ago, the media landscape was dominated by the printed newspaper. Then came radio, television, the internet, and what we call today social media. As a result of these changes, how we receive information has drastically changed. There are only a few journalists still working, but millions of content creators. Those people who discuss political matters online, play pranks on people, show people how fabulous their life is, give life advice, and occasionally provide analysis on matters. On the one hand, this has meant that influence is more widely distributed. Everyone can make a video and post it on YouTube. On the other hand, several influencers have extraordinary worldwide followings, which traditional media actually could never have built up. So today there are also more public relations people than there are journalists, at least in New Zealand. Public relations professionals are employed by companies, organisations, government departments, political parties and industry groups. With so much spin directed at them, and media companies are generally so understaffed, it is little wonder that many journalists do not find the time to research their stories thoroughly. Now, unfortunately, that often increases the dissatisfaction of the public, particularly among those who know something about a specific topic and see imbalanced reporting. Too often, reporting is superficial and gets crucial aspects of an issue wrong. On the other hand, I also have to say that many people are not really interested in deep analysis. They are interested in explosive stories that shock. That's why news has become so fast-paced and so driven by clicks that even reputable news organizations have resorted to dressing up their stories as clickbait. They attempt to produce headlines and pictures that many just find irresistible. Together with our increasingly polarized political outlook, all that is not exactly conducive to conveying the truth and does not really encourage media consumers, as we are known, to focus on the most important issues in our society. So as you can see, communications media require prayer, and we who are affected by the media, whether as consumers or as those who look on with concern how such superficiality affects our society, we also need prayer. How in this world can we at least encourage beauty, goodness, and truth? Now, with that, I come to our gospel reading with the media in mind. And we can see, if we read it from that perspective, how even secular media can work with the church to further God's kingdom. Jesus said, "Whoever is not against us is for us." If media does focus on the truth, then it is part of God's good purposes. However, we just read a few verses further, and Jesus' words turn somewhat harsher, and we can also apply them to the media and also, in a sense, to our own consumption of the media. For if the media cause these little ones to sin, they are under God's judgment. I doubt there are many publications that are not in some sense under judgment, that do not in some way cause these little ones to sin. And we who encourage the publication of such harmful content by being drawn in by the scandalous, how much responsibility do we carry in causing these little ones to sin? While it's good to be informed, do we really need to know the lurid details? By flicking from one article to the next, do we encourage that superficiality which takes us away from the truth? When we consider the media or any organization in society with those readings in mind, Jesus in a real sense also points at us. As Christians, we are called to be different, to be salt of the world. That's not easy. I have to confess that the unnecessary consumption of media content is one of the most regular sins that comes to my mind on Sunday mornings. Why did I read what happened to Meghan Markle or Ryan Gosling? Why did I flit from one article to the next and in that way have killed time? Why did I not focus on the good and true instead? I think it's sometimes hard. But on the other hand, as we reflect on that, it can actually be quite refreshing to look at the media, or particularly the content, with Christ's eyes. It's liberating to say, I don't need that. I can concentrate on what's important. I can be informed, but I can slow down, consider the information more deeply, do not have to be drawn in by clickbait. I can bring the most and the beauty of the world to God in prayer. So I think that prayer does give us a perspective on the media. Something similar also applies to other areas of public life. And so before we go and pray for or participate in praying for the media, I want to again reiterate why we pray for the media. One, it makes us as Christians sympathetic to the plight of the media, both for the men and women who work in media and also the role it has in our society. Two, when we have concerns about the media or anything else in the world, we bring those concerns to God as we do with anything that concerns us. Three, at times we might even be so passionate in prayer that God would intervene, that something needs to happen, which only God can do. And four, as we participate in the prayer of the faithful for the world, we surround also the media in that prayer. And so with all that in mind, let us pray for the media, in particular the people who work in it, for they do need God's touch, and our nation needs God's touch, and we need God's presence.
E tō mātou matua I te rangi, our Father in heaven, we bring before you all who work within New Zealand's media.
We ask for your blessing on the producers, directors, presenters, writers, journalists, editors, technicians, publishers, and the vast array of others who make up our media.
Your word instructs us to pray for people in places of responsibility. So God, to these media professionals, please grant wisdom and discernment. Help decision makers and content creators to be sensitive to the well-being of their audiences and our communities.
Use their words, pictures, and stories to move hearts and engage people's minds towards goodness, truth, and beauty.
May their work bring healing, laughter, and hope. Ka inoi mātou mō rātou te hāpai o, me rātou hoki kei te tihi o te aroaro. We pray for those behind the scenes and those in the spotlight.
Mō rātou kaore e mōhioti ana, me rātou hoki e rongonui ana. For the nameless and the famous. Ākina rātou, kia whakamahi a rātou pūkenga, e hua mai ai ko te marama I te pō, ko te whakamārie ki te hunga mamai, ko te harikoa ki te hunga mokemoke.
Prompt them to use their skills to shine light where there's darkness, to comfort those who are suffering, and bring joy to the lonely.
Ka inoi mātou e tuwhera ai ngā ngākau ki tō Wairua. E tahuri ai te hunga pāpāho ki a koe, kia riro ai I a rātou te māramatanga me te whakaoho.
We pray for an openness to your spirit, that those who work in the media would look to you for wisdom and inspiration.
May we, as followers of Christ, be slow to criticise and instead seek to uplift, love and bless.
Help us when we experience media that is destructive or divisive to maintain a constructive attitude of respect and prayer.
May we always see others as you see them.
By your grace, we pray for our media to be raised to its highest purpose.
To be a vehicle for good, for enlightenment and truth in the flourishing of all people.
Lord, make our media a blessing in this nation.
A blessing in this nation.
A blessing in this nation.
I te ingoa o te matua, o te tama, o te wairua tapu. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.